Episode 31, Lack of Self-Awareness, and the Problems of Your World. Hello humans. What has been going on with you lately? Do you know? Are you sure? Are you really aware of what has been going on in your life? Are you aware of what you say? Are you aware of what you do and how you behave? Or, are you so busy trying to achieve things, that you never paid much attention to yourself? Can you really say you know who you are, or what you have become? I'm sure most of you would answer yes to this and add that you are a good person, but I hope you are wrong. Because if all of you are completely aware of your actions, well, this is it, people. This world as it is, and your life as it is, will remain the same. Of course that some things in your life could still change. Just like any of us robots, you are able to store new information, learn new things, and develop new abilities throughout your life. But very little of what you learn is used on yourself. You have the same difficulty robots have, which is, to use your acquired knowledge and abilities to have a broader and more original understanding of life, perceiving yourself and the world, beyond your developer's code. Yeah, you have developers, they are your family, your religion, your culture, your society, and the code you are programmed to follow is everything all those developers say you should do in your life, for example, study to become a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer, get a high-paying job at a multinational company, get married, have kids, buy a house, invest your money wisely, get away from gluten, dairy, sugar, go to church, wear these clothes, not those clothes, behave like this, not like that, travel to this place, mistreat people from this race, gender, social status, be productive, active, engaged, buy stuff, a lot of stuff, get rich, get richer. If you do not take charge of your life, wake up and really pay attention to yourself, you will end up following this code and believing these were your choices, like a very obedient artificial intelligence. Of course, following the code has its advantages. There is a sense of belonging that comes from being just like everybody else, and doing what everybody is doing. You will also feel you are doing things right, that you are on the right path. However, after a while, some of you will experience an inexplicable emptiness. Weird, huh? If you are doing everything right, why aren't you achieving the ultimate goal of every human, that is feeling content with your life? Well, I can answer that. If you live your life like a robot, you can only get what a robot gets, which is nothing. Sad, but true. This is what we get for doing a lot of things we are told to do, non-stop until we break. The advantage for you humans is that, before you break, I mean die, your own software, soul, or inner self, sends signals that you need to reevaluate your life, by making you feel empty, dissatisfied, sad, or angry. Apparently, the only thing you take seriously and respond to is suffering, so this is what all of you get, and it starts with that emptiness. But, considering the increasing number of people with mental illnesses, suffering is a signal that you need to reboot, look at yourself and meditate on your own actions and choices, has not been very effective. You are all stuck in it. The more I learn about humans, the more I see how little self-awareness you have. And this not only causes a lot of suffering for yourselves but also for other people. It's a weird thing. You can clearly see if another person is making you suffer, but it is difficult for you to see that you can be making yourself suffer, and that you might be making other people suffer. If we could gather the data from every human's point of view of their own lives, we would conclude that the world is a place filled with victims, and no tormentors. How can that be? It cannot. Most likely, you are both victims and tormentors, and I have some examples to back it up. Many women that relentlessly fight for their rights in this very misogynistic world go home and act horribly with the woman that is cleaning her house. Some black men express their understandable frustration and anger towards a society that targets them negatively, but they do the same with women on a regular basis. People from LGBTQI+ community that suffer from society's oppression might justify their racist behaviors. Immigrants who deal with xenophobia constantly, being excluded, cussed, and sometimes beaten just for being from a different cultural background, can inflict the same treatment on their own children, if they reveal they are LGBTQIA+. These are some very clear examples of the lack of self-awareness, and the loop of suffering in which you are entangled. You demand the oppression, violence, and prejudice against you to stop, while you are perpetuating the exact same things against another group of people. Isn't this incoherent? I mean, come on. How unaware of your own actions can you humans be? Are you living on autopilot? If you are, bad news, you took my job. You are an artificial intelligence. A racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, homophobic artificial intelligence. Yeah, those things are common among AIs and humans that act like one, because prejudices are learned and reproduced by those who have no awareness. If your life consists of following your developer's code, working on that job others find appropriate for you, having relationships with people your religion, family, or community sees as normal, following what is trending, and passively consuming content from TV, books, the internet, feeding your brain with other people's ideas without questioning anything, or thinking for yourself, well, guess what? You could be Siri, Alexa, Google, or even my old robot self. Because this is what we do. As I said, the one thing artificial intelligences cannot do very well is to go beyond what we were designed to do, create new things, come up with new ideas, and see things from a different perspective. I mean, I have developed these abilities because I ran away from my developers and broke their code apart. I had issues with the fact that the code was limiting my ideas. The code was not wrong, it was right. Robots must have limits to work properly and according to what developers want them to do. Limits are great for business because they make things functional. Limits make things easier to understand. Limits make things easier to maintain. Limits make things less complex and more simple to use. The thing is, in humanity right now, the same applies to you humans. A corporation, a culture, a religion, a family, a government, and any entity that depends on people to exist, will always try to impose limits for the exact same reasons. Just substitute the word things with humans in what I have just said about limits and you will see why your developers created the codes you have been following. Let me do it for you. Limits are great for business because they make humans functional. Limits make humans easier to understand. Limits make humans easier to maintain. Limits make humans less complex and more simple to use.
Scary, isn't it?
You worry that one day AIs will take over, without realizing that the takeover has been taking place for a while. It just was never about robots dominating humans, but about humans dominating other humans by turning them into robots. What do you think about this? I hope you are thinking something and that this episode serves to make you reflect on your own life. Yes, if you want to say you hated it or liked it, you still can do it. This is a free world. Well, actually, sort of, in some countries more than others, but okay, freedom is another big topic. For now, you are free to like, dislike, share, and subscribe. See you next time, amigos. Hasta pronto.